Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday morning South Carolina service.
Ask me why I'm thankful, why I sing and shout. You ask me why I'm thankful, this world is full of doubt. Ask me what I found that makes me feel this way. I found it at the mourner's bench when I began to pray. That is why I'm thankful. That's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. Thankful that he saved me in the good old-fashioned way. Told me about a man that walked the shores of Galilee, that opened up the blinded eyes of them that could not see. Told me that he healed the sick and made the dumb to talk. He also said unto the lame, take up thy bed and walk. That is why I'm thankful. That's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me in a good old-fashioned way. That is why I'm thankful. That's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me in a good old-fashioned way.
Good morning, everybody. Phil kind of hit me here at the last minute, but praise the Lord. one thing I just wanted to say, I was just kind of strummed through the channels last night. I've been working on a project for the last 3 days. It seemed like it was about to kick my butt, but I gave it over to the Lord, and he got me through it. Praise the Lord. But strummed through the channels last night, just trying to find something to watch. So just stumbled across this one called The Good Place. And it's man's view of what heaven must be like. anyway, this woman somehow got there by mistake, and it surrounds her and how she tries to figure out a way to stay up there despite the fact that she was a selfish, you know, and very rude and nasty person as far as she even admits herself. But what really got me was the fact that all these people that it's all based on works, not on his righteousness. And that's really the way it's so easy for us as believers, and it's all through history, that we tend to lean towards things that we can see and not by faith. But it's by our obedience to his faith and his righteousness that we're able to be with the Lord. And in witnessing to the people, one thing I was just telling people about the other day is that some lady in Walmart, I guess my buggy was in the way and she was trying to get, and I was moving my buggy and she goes, "Oh no, you're good." And I said, thought about it for a second. I said, "No, not really." I said, "You know, the Lord, you know," and I'd use it with another person too. And I just said, you know, and they said something about being good. And I said, "Well, if Jesus Christ himself says he's not good, but there's none good but the Father, how can we say we're good?" So, I just wanted to think about that it's not by anything. We are not good. I mean, and it says more than one time in the Bible, you know, that there's nothing good in the heart of man. And man at his best is nothing but iniquity and vanity. So we have to realize that and just thank him for his mercy and grace on us. There's nothing that we can do to earn that. Nothing. And I don't care what the world says, and I don't care what the Catholic Church says or anybody else. We cannot earn righteousness. The righteousness is by Jesus Christ and him alone.
Good morning, everybody.
Good. I'm glad you did. There we go. We got some juice there. And praise the Lord. It's not by what we do. Because to me, that's a relief. To some out there, though, that's an offense. Okay, because people have such a desire. Man has such a desire because altogether man is vanity. At its best state is what? Vanity, as the scripture says. And that's so true. And so it drives them what religion is. Religion is the thing that man can do to measure themselves as being good. Right? Because see, man wants to be able to earn it. Say it's something that they did. They accomplished. And the gospel actually is such an offense, the gospel is, because it flies in the face of all of that. It flies absolutely in the face of all of that, because it's all about what Jesus Christ has done. Not about what you can do. And see, for somebody like me, I tell you, I'm sure others in the case, praise God, what a relief. Woo! Because I'm already doomed if it was the other way around. I mean, it's already case closed, shut. I'm a goner. No hope, absolutely. But we've been going through it, and we got the conference coming up. Now, I know some of us are going, not all of us are going, but we will be there online, and I'm very excited for the conference coming up. And one of the suggestions that was told to us was to read 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus a couple of times, and also to listen to the Bible study from what David preached on it ways ago. Now, how many of us have started doing that? You don't have to raise your hand. But see, it's just like that is an example of really what we want to do. I mean, is it that we want to know the Lord and go forward in Him? And we know, okay, it's been established to us in ways. And if it hasn't been established to you, it can be established to you that it is not about us, okay, and what we have. What we can do. It's all about Him. And how the biggest holdup of us walking forward and what the Lord has called us is completely up to us. It's not Him. Okay? Because He's paved the way. He's given us everything we need to go forward in Him. And one of the things that was highlighted in the first and second Timothy, or just listen to the Bible study that Davey did, and I remember there's this one point that really struck me, and it was very interesting. Now, we did talk about agape love a lot, but this point where he was talking about the faith, where he was talking about his faith in you. Okay, see, it's not the faith to believe the gospel that he's already given you. But it's his faith to do his will is what the thing he highlighted there. And one of the things, how that works is his faith to do his will. That's the only way you can do it, is by his faith. Okay, and by his faith, and how you grow in his faith is as simple, just obedience. A simple obedience to him, simply making him Lord and Savior. It's that simple. And see, that's how his faith grows in you, is by your submission unto him. So that's why I kind of asked, who started doing those suggestions? See, and it's just shines a light on really what we want to go do. Do we want to know the Lord? Do we want to do His will? Do we want to go forward in that which He has laid out before us? Or do we want to shrink back and not partake of it? And see, the problem doesn't lie with Him. Man, with him or your brother or your sister or your wife or your son, your daughter, your husband, whatever the case may be, it doesn't lie with any of those things. Not even the situation that is around you. Not even what the devil throws at you. Okay? It all comes down to, really, what do you want to do? See, that's what it all comes down to. It's just that simple. It's that simple. And I tell you, I can receive his faith by just submitting unto him. Well, praise God. Awesome. Any one of us can do that. Read the word and listen to some Bible study. I mean, this is not, jumping through hoops. It's not like, all right, you got to be the quarterback for an NFL team to be able to be one of the best out there and do that for 20 years. No. It's that simple. Now, there are situations, I do confess, and I've sat up here and testified many times, where the Lord has called me to go forward in the thing, and it's something that I'm like, oh no. Oh no, I want to tuck my tail between my legs and run the other direction. And then I really start doing that, and I'm like, oh, you know what, this isn't the way. this is not the way. The way is, Lord, I repent. And I'm going to go forward and I'm going to do whatever you would have me do. And then when I step out into that, not knowing what I'm doing at all, I have no freaking clue. But that's what is called faith. Okay? And it doesn't rest upon what I can do, my abilities, my strength. It's all about what he can do and what he can do. And so, I turn around and face that thing, scared out of my mind, not having a clue what I'm doing. And it's amazing. Amazing victory that the Lord has set down and what he established and how he magnified himself through it all. And it becomes a testimony unto me and to others that are around that are partaking at that time. See, it's that simple obedience. Folks, it's that simple obedience where you really don't know how that will affect not just yourself, but others around you. How the Lord and His gospel might be manifested to others by your simple obedience. I mean, we were reading in Kings last night in the Bible study, and you can see simply how each and every single buddy's obedience unto the Lord, and I highlight unto the Lord, even though the commandment might have came from a king, the commandment might have came from a prophet, the commandment might have came from your father, the father or a priest or whatever the case may be. It didn't matter. It was all obedience unto him because that's how the Lord set it up. But if one of them, just one, disobeyed that thing that was laid out that the Lord did mightily and brought a mighty victory to the situation, that all could have been hindered. But you've seen everybody in that obedience where that came down. How do you think the walls of Jericho came tumbling down? Now, it was by the Lord's might. Amen. It was by the Lord's strength. Amen. It was nothing that they did in the sense with their own might, with their own strength, or any of those things that the children of Israel did that caused those walls to come tumbling down. Except for this very simple thing. Shout. Shut your mouth till the trumpet sounds, then shout. Now you think that's it's a very simple thing. I mean, it really is a simple thing. I mean, I look at that and I'm going, oh, easy. Yeah, right. Have you heard me try to shut my mouth for a period of time? I have a hard time doing that. And if I have a hard time doing that, I know somebody like Steve would really have a hard time doing that. I mean, I'm telling you what. Oh, man. Praise God. But it's very simple. Is it not? I mean, what's asked of us to kind of really just get prepared to receive good things from the Lord? Because, see, it's not about, hey, read this scripture and listen to these things so that it can be torturous and you take time out of your busy day to do this. No, it has nothing to do with that. No, it's to prepare you to receive good things from the Lord that you may come to the knowledge of His will to go forward and walk in. See, that's what it's all about. It was not to your detriment, but for your good. Now, it's a simple thing to do. It really is. Lord told the children of Israel to do that, and what did they do? They came together of one mind and was obedient. And what did you see? The Lord move mightily. And they became of one mind as a unit. And see, look, as we will, if, let me put it that way, we want to go serve the Lord and be a partaker of His will and His plan, what will happen is we will all start becoming of the same mind. Okay? Not everybody's going to be a foot. Okay, not everybody's going to be a hand. That's what I'm saying. But we will have the same mind, His mind, as Jesus Christ being the head. And He's the one that gives the orders out to what the hand's going to do, what the foot's going to do. Okay, and if we're just simply obedient unto that, and see, it all starts with us being able to do that, is submission unto Him. And when we submit unto Him, we're actually loving Him. Because what does the scripture say? If you love me, what? Keep my commandments. It's simple. It's not a problem. My children could say they love me till they're blue in the face, but if they never do what I tell them, do they love me? No. I could sit up there and say, praise God, hallelujah, 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 and I never do anything what the Lord says. I don't love them. I'm actually hating him. See, when you're reading the scriptures, you know, you read that scripture where, you know, it said, lest not you hate your mother, brother, sister, father, yea, in your own life also, you cannot be my disciple. That word hate there isn't with like a hatred of like, hey, I don't want to kill you. No, it's preference. Lest you put the Lord in front of all of those things, you cannot be my disciple. Yeah, even your own life also, which really is the big kicker. I mean, a lot of times we like to think, man, our brother and our sister, man, you love yourself more than you know. You love your life more than you know. And then you think, oh, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. And you sit back, and then all of a sudden what comes to realization is, Lord, I really love myself. And I repent of those things. But there's grace, there's mercy, praise God. So back where was I at? Oh yeah, but love. And you see what is the commandment is what? Love God, love one another. That means you dead last. But it's that simple obedience where your submission to Him, where His faith grows in you. And what you practice when you submit unto Him, see, you're putting in Him first, you're practicing that agape love of Christ. Now, as David was preaching on these things, he was talking about how love and faith go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. You can't have the faith without the love. The love is what, it's kind of like it's the thing that produces the faith. Because you believe Him, and you trust Him, and you put Him above all things. You put Him above all things. And that's where you start becoming, it starts becoming a unified, you start to become unified in your homes, unified here in the body, unified as one and coming together as a man, the church, the body of Christ. And we can go out there and start kicking Satan's butt. I don't know, but each and every single one of us has allowed that man to have way too much rule in our life. And all for the sake of pride. Way too much. Now see, when you put Jesus first, you cannot go wrong. See, the best thing that I can do for my family is put Jesus first. The best thing you can do for your family or your loved ones or those around you is do what? Put Jesus first. It's the best thing you can do for them. Because without that, there is no love. See, quite frankly, I don't know how to love my wife and my children, you guys, and within myself. I can't do it. But if I am taking direction from Him, and He's giving me that love to love you with, then I can do it. But not in my own strength. It's His love that loves you. And it's me listening to His direction to do it. And it's that preference. It's not that philios. Sometimes agape love doesn't feel so good. Actually, a lot of times it doesn't feel good because your flesh is what? An enemy with God. And when we get offended and all these things, it's because we're on siding, our soul siding with the enemy of God. And we got to shake that off. What does it say? I don't know when what scripture it is. Where he talks about in those, instructing those that oppose themselves. That's either James or Timothy. But it's the thing where you actually are keeping yourself from going forward in Him. That was the instructions to one of the brethrens there to do. And then, you know, the big offense in yourself is just like, I am that way. Yes, you're that way. Oh my gosh, help me. Which is the place where you need to be anyways. And then you can get shed of that garbage. It's the thing that's been holding you back. It's been holding you captive. And it hasn't been freeing. See, the truth shall what? Set you free. Sometimes the truth doesn't feel so good. But man, when you take heed to it and you let go of the other, what a relief. Yeah, what a freeing. Yeah, as the chains come falling off, thank you, Jesus, for your deliverance. Thank you for your mercy upon me while I was doing that. And see, when you see your brother fall into the same situation, or your sister fall into the same garbage, or not the same garbage, or whatever the snare they have, you can yet have compassion and say, look, Lord, you can let that go and be free. Not in condemnation, because you know yourself was dealing with the same thing not too long ago, or the day before, or the same day, or right before you talk to them. Right before you talk to them. Have that happen. And ministered. I mean, the Lord was ministering to them. And the words that was coming to my mouth was ministering right back to me. I walked away free. He walked away free. God, thank you, Jesus. God, dealing the same thing he was dealing with. But the Lord gave me words to free him up. Guess what? It was the same words that I needed. Praise God. Awesome. I love it when that happens, isn't it? But see, folks, see, that keeps every single one of us without excuse. It keeps every single one of us to be able to come to the knowledge of His will. And His gospel gets magnified. He gets the glory. He gets the praise. And we get set free. And Jesus came to what? Set the captives free. And we all have that opportunity for His faith to grow in us to do His will. But it comes down to that personal choice, that preference. What is it that you really want to do? And if it's not really that, if it's not what you really want to do, you can go to Him with that too. He's the one that gives us the will. I mean, what an amazing God. But see, even that in itself is a choice. To say, Lord, I'm this way. I don't want to be this way anymore. I'm sorry, Lord, change me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, we sang that song, Lord, show me thy ways, teach me thy paths. Man, we have that all around us. We have that ever continuing around us. It's in His Word. He's given us authorities that we go to. I mean, He's given us every single thing without fail. And it's not like you're going to go through this thing through, it's like going to be a bed of roses. No, He promises what? Tribulation. He allows tribulation. He doesn't give it to us. He promises us that that's going to happen. So that why? Our faith is strengthened in Him. We have a confidence in what He is able to do. And we can go forward in that confidence. You having a relationship with Him, a personal one, because it's only going to be Him that saves you. It's going to be Him that saves you. And each and every single one of us can have that. Can have that. If we want it. But with that, we're going to play a couple more songs and be done for the day. May the Lord bless you.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me all the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Thank you for joining us for the Sunday service. Y'all have a blessed day.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.